When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This show is a Phonic Media production.
Guys, this is probably going to get emotional. I suggest you get some tissues. And not in that way.
Not in what way?
You know, that way.
I don't know, no. Hey, friend.
How the devil are you? Hope all is well in your world. We come to you live from the Table of Dreams.
Table of Dreams, the gallery. Table of Dreams,
the gallery of fucking hell. We didn't even reference that in a previous episode,
the
did we?
The gallery of like random animals. We did.
Did we?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I've not.
It's horrific. Nothing.
So Louise made a gallery. I'm actually going to the real gallery today, that client's real gallery. So I might take a photo and go, yeah. What do you reckon?
Say, what do you think? How much will we get if we sold these?
Oh, imagine if I took some of his little pictures and actually like got them to hang them up somewhere. I don't know them well enough yet. No, I'm going to do that another time. Maybe like land them as a proper client first. Hello, can I put this shit on your wall, please? Anyway, welcome along. I'm going to play the jingle again because it is exciting stuff is happening, guys.
Is it?
For the last time ever, potentially. This is Business Marriage, live from the living room. Yes.
Big news, guys.
Big news.
So, yeah.
You're just going to go straight in? You're going to just thumb it in? You ready?
I'm ready.
Guys, after 24, 25 episodes, unfortunately, it's the end of Business Marriage. It's all over. Smile and wave. Bye bye, baby. Baby, goodbye. It's over. Business Marriage is finished.
It is. Done.
For the summer. Hey! Yeah, no, you didn't give a fuck, did you?
Yeah, no one cares.
Who cares?
We were hoping that you'd have this dramatic pause of like, no, my favourite podcast is not going to be here anymore. How am I going to survive my life?
I know what you're thinking. My favourite couple podcast. Oh, no, don't worry. Jamie and Habubu are back. Oh, my other favourite couple podcast. Oh, don't worry. Spencer and Vogue. Oh, my other favourite podcast. Fucking Therapy Crouch. Whatever.
I mean, they've all whatever. Got big followings.
They have, to be fair.
No, in all
so
honesty,
we're off, guys.
We are ending.
We're getting out of here. We're packing our bag and we're fucking off out of here. But just for the summer, I thought this was shorter.
Yes, a bit weird, isn't it?
There you go. Just for the summer.
Absolutely love the podcast.
We love
but
it.
We always knew that we were going to have it sort of work around our life as well. And as if there's parents out there, you will know that this is the time of year where everything is just a bit mental because it's a 6-week holiday. Now, obviously, James and I have our own businesses, so we're still going to be working, but we've got a few holidays. We've got our 6-year-old at home, so there's just going to be a lot of juggling. And we said the other day, look...
Last time we tried to get him on the podcast, he just sat and cried.
Had a complete meltdown.
I don't think we ever put that on the podcast,
did
we?
No, we never did. We could be really mean parents and just play
He basically
breakdown.
Sat here once. He was really excited. And then we just started. We played the jingle and started.
And then he just
didn't want to do it. And then he just sat and... Absolutely cried his eyes out, didn't he?
Like, wow, let's not be those pushy parents. But he had said
Stage call kid.
Yeah, he won't do that.
He would not be there.
Anyway, so we were having this conversation about, oh my God, it's going to be really like tough over the next 6 weeks. And we said, right, naturally, we'd always said that we'd not necessarily do it in seasons, but almost like long seasons.
Yes.
So we're going to have a break. We're going to come back in the autumn. But this is why it is actually really exciting because when we come back in the autumn, we're going to be mixing it up a little bit, aren't
ooh,
we?
Oh, yeah, we are. But for now, it's...
Say goodbye, my lover.
I don't know the words.
It's Italian, isn't it?
Let's just listen. Let's just get into
that. Not being funny, right?
Not being funny.
Andrea Bocelli.
Yeah, amazing.
I think he's bang average. I know, I'm chucking it out there. No, you're thinking of the blind opera guy.
It sounds like a piss take.
Yeah, that is not the best. Audio, I mean, he's in, but in,
like,
let's not. I think it. Let's just go. Yeah, fair enough. Amazing. So anyway,
but while we're away. Oh, shimmy, my man tits are back.
My bingo wings.
Why have you come dressed so attractive for today's podcast, by the way?
One thing we're going to talk about is what we've learned on the podcast. And one of the things is how I've seen myself gradually just put on more and more weight as time goes on. I'm actually blaming perimenopause because if I mean, I don't eat unhealthily, but if I really wanted to, like, lose, you know, you're like going on holiday, lose a bit of weight, I could just eat healthy for a couple of weeks and it'd be like, yay, it's like coming off so easily. And now it's like that weight ain't going nowhere. And
told someone, you on that. Nope.
I read online that apparently when you perimenopause, you start almost like going back to teenagers, we get like puppy fat. And I was talking to someone and I wet myself. They went, puppy fat? Puppy fat? More like old dog fat. And I was like, that is so funny.
What is perimenopause?
So perimenopause is... So obviously the menopause is when your body completely changes, your hormones, you might stop having your menstrual cycle, all of these things happen.
Hello, Dr. Haley, you say.
You can stop having children, all that kind of stuff. But perimenopause is like a really big thing. And I started hearing about it a couple of years ago. And now, honestly, it's like everywhere I go, it's all anyone talks about. But effectively...
I spoke to a new podcast client yesterday. And one of their big things is... Perimenopause.
Yeah, so...
For corporates, because apparently it's like a really big thing in corporate land now. They have like a million and a half people because they're like... Women go through this process.
Yeah, but no one talks about
it. So you're supposed to just go and do your job while the entire fucking inside of your body is just changing
it's
entirely.
It's interesting you say that because I was at dinner with someone the other night and she works in corporate and they were putting on like training around the menopause and none of the male managers came on. Because they just thought it wasn't relevant. But the whole point of it was to sort of educate about how, like, people can get affected. And I laugh because I remember when I was young, my mum, if she listens to this, she forgive me, but she did have a bit of a mood swing, shall we say. And I remember her saying, like, oh, I think I'm just going through the change, like hot flashes. And you used to just like almost like brandish someone like, moody bitch, you know what I mean? But anyway,
were you brandishing her like cat and nine tails?
I'm imagining, like, not fire, but, you know, like joss sticks or something, I don't know. So then I hit 40 last year, and then all of a sudden all these things start happening. Like, I'm not saying it was because I was 40, but, like, I mean, how in-depth shall we go here?
I don't know. I have no idea what you're going to say next.
It's just like, do you remember I kept getting migraines?
I'll be ready with my bleeper just in case.
I got migraines. I got vertigo. I was getting tested at the doctor's. I was like, everything I was eating was, like, I don't know, reacting. I was just
she had this thing
really
in it. And it kept dropping. It dripped on the floor. There was a big puddle of it.
Idiot.
And I slipped through it. And then when I tasted
you're
it.
Part
it
of the problem. You're part of the problem.
And when I tasted it, it was just evil.
That was gross. That was gross. And you're part of the problem.
Why am I part of the problem? Presupposition that there is a problem.
I can't even think why I started this conversation.
Perimenopause.
But why am I talking about perimenopause? This is also one of the things that happens.
I asked you what it is.
Memory loss. So, yeah, all these things. And then when I start talking to people, they were like, oh, yeah, I had that. But it can start in your, like, 40s. I don't know. It could probably even start earlier. So, like,
I think guys get a thing as well, though. They have a massive drop of...
That's it. Jump in. What do you get? What do you suffer with? No, I'm joking. What? Guys get what?
Like a massive drop in testosterone, apparently, you get.
Midlife crisis, yeah.
Yeah.
But...
Which I've had this week.
Yeah, you
I've
have.
Actually, so hang on.
That. But, in all honesty...
So that means I'll die at 78.
All right, thanks.
If it's
but in all honesty,
crisis.
This whole that'd perimenopause, I'm just saying, I start having conversations with people. I talk about it very openly now, and it's amazing the response you get. It's almost like... This is great. People want to talk about it. And
because back in like the 80s when we were growing up, like it wasn't a thing, was it?
No. But like some people,
it's almost like a shame thing, wasn't it?
Affect their mood. So like people that I work with almost like would track when their menstrual cycle is and they wouldn't put in, say, like you wouldn't put in a really important meeting around the days where you know you're going to feel low or, you know, like some people, you know, like we talk about mood swings. Some people really will go like off the scale. I've had it where, do you remember I said I'd have days where I felt so anxious, but it's like your mind can't talk your way out of it. Does that make sense? Yeah. It's something that completely takes over you.
General,
and then I spoke
it?
To a friend and she said she had exactly the same. She'd had a loss in her, a bereavement, her dad, and it was really sad. And she thought it was that, but it went on and on. And then when she went and saw a specialist, they were like, yeah, it sounds like perimenopause. And as soon as she started taking some sort of treatment, and there's all different things. There's HRT, there's holistic stuff, you know, all sorts of things. She said it just went.
But it's like a medical podcast today, guys. Well, you weren't expecting this, were you? We were just chucking the fucking chip off and get gone.
I don't even know why I came on to that. Why did I start talking about perimenopause? We were talking about juggling. I don't even know why we were talking about that.
I don't know.
And yeah, James is also having a bit of an overwhelming phase of just lots going on. We've got all sorts going.
Midlife crisis.
And if anyone...
receding hairline, I want to buy a Porsche. I'm going to go for it.
Obviously, we're called business marriage. We run our own businesses. So we're obviously relating to that. But you might be able to resonate that, you know, you've got your business is one thing. It's full on. You know, as we've said before, you're running the business. Then you've got to try and work on the business. You've got to market the business, keep growing it. It's exhausting. Then if you maybe you've got family life, all of that to deal with, just, you know, washing, bills, shopping, that. Then you get the 6 week holidays and then it's like, now you've got to think about how to entertain the children. We've got things like the ULEZ is making me having to sell our car, which again, doesn't have to be a big thing, but it's just another thing. And we're just feeling a bit like life is a bit crazy. So we just decided it would be a really good natural stop for this kind of season, and then we're going to come back in the autumn and we're going to have some cool guests. So I think definitely a menopause guest would be amazing. So if there is anyone out there that specializes in like perimenopause and things like that, I'd love for you to come on and educate us, especially as like a couple, because it is about understanding. It's like we're pretty good. Like I'd say you've been lucky because I'm not that bad when it comes to my hormones, but lately I have changed quite a lot. How it started. Bingo wings. That's how it started.
Sure.
Because basically what
you
I was
tap
saying
a bingo
is,
wing
yeah,
and
I've got
thought,
really bad bingo wings.
Stop, but keep flapping them.
Whereas before I could just eat healthy, now it's like, no, the only way you're going to get weight off is like proper exercise.
Who knew?
I think
nightmare.
My friend Rob, shout out to Rob Bushell, has got a exercise bike in his house that he just uses as he's sitting watching podcasts or whatever, and I'm like, I think I need that.
That's a good way of doing it, to be fair.
I think I need one, but what will that do? Just my legs?
No, but it's cardio, isn't it? It's a cardio workout.
So it will burn fat.
If you do it at the right, it's all about your heart rate.
Yeah.
So if you go above a certain rate, then you actually get into your cardiovascular system, which means you're getting healthier, but you're not dropping the weight off. You need fat burning.
Dancing's a thing for me. I love
show
it.
Show everyone your best dance move.
When you're not here, committed. I do. We've got a lovely big front room and I whack on some random music and I dance around like contemporary dancing. I love it. Anywho. So the exciting news is when we come back, we're going to mix it up a bit. So there's going to be lots of episodes with me and James.
Other couples.
We want other couples on.
Other couples.
So if you're a couple.
Other business couples.
Or like a business partners, you'd like to come on, share your story, maybe talk to us about, you know, I don't know, just our similarities, get some advice, etc. We'd love that. So, and then we want some like random. So we've said about the amazing Patty coming on to map out our life goals. And the other day we were watching a show. We were like, we have to do that. So this is, I'm putting it out there. We want a psychic to come on the show.
Couldn't you tap up your old mate Sal?
I don't think I'd go back to Sally. I'm not sure she'd want to come on my podcast.
She's got a podcast these days.
She does. But yeah, so... anyone who, so we want just different
about
people.
Spooky Lukey. Is he still spooking people about?
I'll have to have a look. I used to know a really, really good psychic.
He was
Luke.
Good.
So yeah, we're going to mix it up a bit, aren't we?
I'm getting your granddad through. I'm getting a John.
No, we were saying the other day about the Phoenix Nights clip. I was talking to a friend, Siobhan, about our love for like psychic, just as a, like in an entertainment way. Does that make sense? And I said about Phoenix Nights, if you've never watched Phoenix Nights, back in the day, it was a very funny programme and they had like this working men's club, wasn't it? And they just had some awful acts and they had this like psychic and he comes on and he just like offends everyone.
You all right?
You all right? And he's there and he's like, is there a John in the room? And everyone's like, yep, yep, yep. It's just really silly.
She was young when she died. She was 93, but she was young at
heart. It's so funny.
It's brilliant.
So yeah, like a psychic, a menopause expert. We want all sorts of people. Yeah. So couples, if you're working with your partner or your
couples therapist,
partners,
marriage counselling, divorce lawyer, specialist.
You know, anything that could help. Kids specialist.
Parenting specialist.
Good. Parenting. So we're going to put ourselves out there. But yeah, so we're going to mix it up. We're still going to have our favourite. So our small business shout out. So if you've got a small business and you'd love a shout out. And seriously, it's actually made quite an impact on some people, hasn't it?
It has.
We've had quite a few of them reach out to us and share it and say how honoured they feel to have been featured.
Roy's Boys
Roy's
recently.
Roy's Boys, yeah. So
Click.
That's great.
Love the clip. Mirabelle's the
Mirabelle,
first one. Remember,
they're
first ever
doing
opened.
Amazing.
They're doing fantastic. Not because
of us. But they are amazing. We go past them every morning and just shout out the window. Morning, Mirabelle.
The kids shout, didn't they? They love it.
And we're still going to have Who's a Mug? Because I think there's got to be mugs out there. It can't just be us.
Rob did it. It's got a mug. What's been your highlight? I thought I'd just have a bit more. Don't forget
song.
Us. Never forget us while we're gone.
Forget where you're coming from.
Pretend that it's all real. Someday.
Fucking hell, she's auditioning.
That one. I love that song. That reminds me of our wedding. Because at our wedding in the evening, we had a live band, didn't we?
At our wedding.
And they played like some amazing sort of like a mixture of songs, didn't they?
Yeah.
And then we had like a DJ and two songs, Gangnam Style. So it was when Gangnam Style had first come out and my niece Olivia knew the dance. No one knew it. But all I remember is that everyone was just on the dance floor with Olivia
about
in the middle.
110 people
who's
with Olivia.
Actually like quite shy. And she's just leading everyone to the Gangnam Style. And then it went into Never Forget and everyone was just there. It was amazing. Anywho. What biggest learnings? Biggest learnings are, wow, podcasts actually are a lot of work.
Yeah.
But in a good way.
Who knew?
Also, a big learning, not really a learning, that when you are committing to do like a podcast like this, there are going to be times when generally you are just feeling a bit cack or you're going through a struggle and there's that feeling of like, oh, why do we want to do a podcast? Why would anyone want to listen? And I'm like, actually, I think it's really important because not that we want to all know that someone else is struggling, but actually I think that's really relatable when we realise that people don't have it all worked out, because it's really easy to, you know, listen to our podcast and see us showing up online and making these assumptions that we've got it all figured out.
I don't think anyone's thinking that.
Yeah, okay.
I don't think a single person who's watched has gone, oh, those two have got it organised.
But you say that, but there would be an element that they would just see, because we've got this podcast, it's like really shiny, penny, glamorous.
I'd love to just turn the camera literally around so you can just see the chaos and in the living room,
our
dining
son
room,
Louis is
toy
gone through
room.
A bit of an arts and craft phase. Now, don't get me wrong, it's pretty epic, because the other morning I gave him, I don't know, like a cardboard tube and then like a long like round cylinder tube, and within about 10 minutes he's like, look mummy, and he'd made a Hoover. And not only did he made a Hoover, he then made like a paper wire and a plug socket, and I was just like, you're blowing my mind. But I come home
so
and it's
funny.
Like, look mummy, I've made this real life size dinosaur out of paper. I'm like,
fucking enormous,
just paper
thing.
Everywhere. Anyway, a lesson there was just like, in those moments where you do feel a bit like, it's still important to like show up and do it. What other lessons I've learned? That, just the journey, that how much there is that you can like talk about in the business and what you're going through.
Yeah, because I suppose in that regard there, so for example, you know, wherever you are, you think, oh, that's where everyone's at. But, but maybe they're not. Obviously, there's people that are further on than you. There's also people who are not quite as far as you. So actually, like within the journey, so we've got in the agency, we're like absolutely maxed out now. So we really need like another person. But then you've got that whole like cash flow thing. Yeah. So like, then do you bring in another person, which we're going to kind of need to? And then we've got a new offering that we're about to roll out. So we're going to need a marketing manager to come in and deploy all of that stuff. So we're going to go from 4 of us full time to 6 of us. And it doesn't sound like a big jump, but it's another 2 bums on seats and you need another...
Sounds like a lot to me.
2 max and all that sort of stuff. So actually, like, going through that process and sharing what we've gone through in real time, I think is really useful. Yeah. And I think, to your point, in the moments where you don't feel like doing it, like, I don't feel like being funny today. I don't feel like having a fucking laugh today. It doesn't feel like it's all beer and Skittles. You always feel better. Right? It's like a gym workout. The only one you regret not doing, well, you wouldn't know. You'll find out soon if you're going to get rid of them bingo wings. The only one that you regret not is the one that you don't do. Mm. You'll always feel better after you've like got it out. But that's what I think we should also be mindful of, should we say, is that in this 6-week break, supposedly, unless people are demanding, if they're knocking at the door going, we want business, man.
I can't get on with my Tuesday. Where are you? It's fucking, you're not on YouTube.
My week's been ruined. But to make sure we take the time still, because there's not very often in a week where you'll just spend 60 minutes looking into each other's eyes having a conversation.
I was just going to say, one of the things that I've learned is that I actually really like you.
Okay.
Hey. I love it.
You've still got it for a 40-year-old woman with perimenopause. You've still got it.
One day, I'll film myself doing my contemporary dance.
You know what, you never filmed me in my hot pants.
Oh my God, guys, I haven't forgotten, because
she's actually bought them.
I actually was hunting down some disco hot pants. We cannot, in fact, that will be one of the
things. That'll be the last thing we do.
Final thing. But we're still going
to
be on social.
In fact, we'll film it outside. I haven't got time today because I've got to go to a meeting. But we will film it with the camera and I will get the spangly pants on and I will skate up and down to this.
Love it. What a way to end. We'll put the disco lights on. So, but it has been really good. I've really enjoyed so far doing the podcast with you. It has been it's forced us to actually have like an hour to just sit and spend time with one another.
Yeah.
Which has been nice. I've really enjoyed it. I think for me, the biggest learning is like understanding that I'm actually funnier than you. That was a shock to me. Learning curve, which I've loved. Absolutely loved.
What's been your favourite moment? What are the lyrics here?
Don't know.
Fine.
I can still feel you. Do you know what?
Idiot.
I mean, Rob Dyrdek coming on was pretty epic. But do you know what? The one that stands out for me is just when we were talking about you being a sexy cowboy.
Okay.
And you were like, I'm day on the ranch. And it just cracked me up.
Actually, do you know what? The funniest bit for me was when we were doing fake X Factor and I ended up talking about my small feet. And I was laughing so hard.
I knew that about you.
I was laughing so hard, so I actually couldn't get the words out.
See, we have had some fun, haven't we?
I'm not denying that we've had some fun. We just ain't got fucking time to invest 6 hours a week into this.
Not to make you guys feel bad, but we don't get as much, like, many people writing in at the minute, which is one of the things that we're really going to change come the autumn. Yeah. We really want this to be a podcast where we're getting you guys to share your stories as well. And, like, when we've had people send us voice notes about their mugginess, or when someone's written in and left a review, or, like, just hearing what people are up to, that honestly, like, makes it for me. Because then, you know, you're recording it, people are listening, people are watching, but when you actually get that interaction, it just takes it to like a whole new level. So
I've got to find my phone.
Why?
Because I need to check if Sam's messaged me yet.
Sam
from the office. I said to Sam, we were doing a podcast, I said, I want to know what's been your most awkward moment? Because obviously...
Oh, because he gets to edit.
Oh, he hasn't messaged me back yet. He's not.
It will probably be when I was talking about my vagina.
Probably,
My raggy vagina.
Raggy Doll's vagina.
God, do you remember when we did Raggy Doll? God, that feels like forever ago.
It was forever ago.
Do you know what else I love is calling out those absolute twats that like say shit online?
I've enjoyed that.
When people leave like bad reviews, it really does make me laugh.
Yeah, I like it.
But no, I love it. I honestly love it. And I'm excited to have a break. And
what about the podcast?
Oh,
hey! Hey! It's not going to miss that banter. Come on.
I've learned that you're just like absolute sex pest.
Haven't been though recently, have I? My testosterone's gone down. I couldn't give two shits about it. You could put it on a plate and I'd say no, thank you.
As if, James. I can tell... You start just making innuendo.
In your endo. Come on now, I'm not having a good time. Who's not having a good time?
I've learned that how a sentence can be so powerful. Hey, friend. I actually have people that like reach out and just say, hey, friend. And I'm like, oh, look at that. We love it. And the break is honestly just for sanity. To get us through. to get us through the summer, and also just to, like you say, just to really think about the show,
refresh, We've got some consultants who are working on it now. We've got some social media consultants, some YouTube consultants. We're very fancy.
But we're still going to be on Instagram, aren't we, throughout the summer. We'll share some of our like stuff we've got going on with the family and me and you.
We will indeed.
So that'd be nice. And big things we've got. So we've got the 6-week holidays, and also we've got James's 40th that we'll be celebrating, won't we?
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to be going away for a couple of nights to a little retreat.
Sexy
in the countryside.
Time. Sexy.
I'm not sure if it's going to be sexy.
Oh, okay.
You never know.
We'll be if I take my hot pants with us.
Oh, yeah. Day on not sexy.
Anyway. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being here for this first season of Business Marriage. And we'll be back.
In fact, tell us, yeah, message. What's been your favourite moment of Business Marriage? Message us.
Smile and wave.
Tell us. If there isn't been one, then don't. Bye bye, baby,
baby, goodbye. You're a different one. Here's a montage.
One of my favourite songs you have when we first met.
Was it?
You had been the one for me.
Forget where you're coming from. Never.
Damn that it.
Just a montage of goodbyes. Fucking dragging this out.
No one gives a shit.
No one cares. Oh, hey. Bye. Bye.
It's not the end.
If you give a shit.
To
say goodbye. That was good. You loved it. Look at your face, you loved it.
No, I'm not sure.
Well, that cut off quick, didn't it?
Oh, wow.
Anyway, see ya later, you sexy badgers.
Have a lovely summer, everybody.
Have a lovely summer. Make sure to wear sun cream.
Don't slip, slop, slap, slurp. Slip, slap, and slurp. You've added the slurp in your day, boy.
I haven't. That's a thing.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Okay. It's like, that's what they say in Australia.
Slip, slap, slurp.
Yeah, I'll show you slip, slap, slurp later. Don't worry. I've got to go to a meeting in 5 minutes. I've got time for it twice.
2 minutes.
See you later. We'll see you in October. What?
I said you still have time to brush your teeth. I was like, why? Anyway, bye.
This show is a Funny Media production.
Hi, my name is Kay Adams, and to be honest, I'm not so good with the aging process, so I enlisted my old chum, the filter-free Cara McKenzie, to advise.
Could you imagine being a porn star? The room would need to be really hot for me to strip off.
To be honest, she's not much help, but she is rather amusing. And along with some great guests, Joe Brand, Andy Oliver, Anton Dubek, Ruth Langsford, and Craig Revel Horwood, darling, we are learning how to be 60. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.